as David alluded to, tonight is Serving Sunday, which is really an extension of Vision Sunday last week for those of you who weren't here, speaking into the direction of the church and where we're going this year. And Serving Sunday really talks about how you and I can partner with that vision and be the hands and feet of bringing it to fruition. And so we're going to be talking all things serving in the house of God. And as you can see, there are some chairs behind me, and I'm not just talking to three empty seats. That would be funny. I feel like that would be funny. That would be something to record, and that would be a really interesting podcast, I reckon. No, it wouldn't. It would be mind-numbingly dull. But we are going to have three amazing team members, servants in the house of God who are going to be coming and bringing some gold, some wisdom tonight. So would you make them feel welcome? We have Bonnie Scorey. Make your way up, Bonnie. Make your way up. We have one Mr. Daniel Setch. Make him feel welcome. And last but not least, we have the amazing Emily Burnett. Make him feel welcome as they come. Take a seat, any seat. Welcome, guys. Let's do a quick mic check. Make sure you're all on.
Hello.
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 Here we are. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time. We're going to chat. Some questions you have been prepared for, but whenever I am hosting a panel, I'll throw a couple of rogue ones in there and see how we go. Say again. An icebreaker. Yeah, we'll do an icebreaker. We'll do this or that again, I reckon. Before we go to the icebreaker, if you will, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? We already know your name. So how long have you been coming to church? What do you do for work? And what's your favorite team to serve on? Oh. Kicking off the bat, and you got to answer it.
Yeah, okay. So I'm Bonnie. I've been coming along to C3 since 2021.
Amazing.
I'm a director here at C3 Powerhouse. So I serve at church on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I oversee the First Impressions team and the Community Care team.
Yes, you do, and do a fantastic job at that.
Yes, I do. And what is my favourite team to serve on? Jesus team.
Jesus team. All right. That is a Christianese cop-out, I'm going to call that one. But it was well done. I like it. That is a great answer, though. It's true. Dan Setch, over to you.
Hello. I am an artisan baker up at Rick's Artisan Pies in South Albanusa.
Let's go. Nice plug. I like it.
And I serve on the youth team, and I'd say, and the A team, and I'd say probably the youth team is my favourite.
Let's go, the youth team. Dan does such a fantastic job on the youth team and on the A team as well. But yeah, I appreciate the bias. He does a fantastic job in our youth team. Nice. And how long have you been coming along to church for? Sorry, Dan. Hang on. Dan hadn't answered that question.
Oh, about 3 years now.
How long?
About 3 years now.
3 years. Amazing. And crushing it. Emily, over to you. You're ready to go.
Okay. I've been coming to church for 7 years.
But my
technically,
goodness.
I've been around for 11.
You've been around for 11?
Yeah. It was my, figuring it out stage, you know?
Figuring it out stage. Okay.
And I serve on the youth team.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. And it's definitely my favorite. Yep.
Let's go. Yep. That's awesome. These guys weren't even planned to be youth team members, but I'm just I'm here for it. For those of you who don't know, I am also a part of the youth team, so I'm here for it. It is an amazing team to be a part of. It is, in fact, my favorite team. It is. Because here's why. I get to do worship in that context as well. So it is just the holistic I win. It's true. I get to raise up the next generation of worship leaders. Let's go, somebody. Anyway, I thought we'd just have a little bit of fun off the bat and do a little bit of this or that. We did it with Pastor John and Danielle last time I hosted them for a panel. It was fun. So we'll just kick off with a nice and easy one. Sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Sour.
Sour.
Okay, sour. I like it. Sandals or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Sandals.
Nice. Okay, summer or winter?
Definitely summer.
Ooh, winter.
Winter.
Summer.
Yeah, okay. Squats or sprints? Squats or sprints?
Sprints.
Squats.
Nice. I am absolutely neither. Snakes or spiders? Gotta pick one.
Spiders.
Yeah, spiders are me.
Honestly, I'm a snake. I would prefer a snake over a spider any day, to be honest. Yeah, I am that guy. Gemma is an absolute no on that one.
If a snake comes at me, it's my end.
Yes. Anyway, bit of fun. We are going to kick into... I tried to make them all start with S to like flow into serving, but I couldn't do that with summer or winter. Anyway, we're here. The next S word that we're going to be talking about is serving. Love serving in the house of God. Let's hear from you guys. When did you first start serving in church and how did you find yourself doing it? We'll start with you, Mr. Setch.
I think I started probably back in December in 2022, probably about 3 months after I first started coming to C3 Powerhouse.
Okay. How'd you land yourself that gig?
Well, I was sort of in the phases of transitioning between churches at that time, and I sort of had an idea of what my calling looked like, but I just never sort of got rooted into the church that I was going to, but the youth team always seemed like a fun time to be a part of and everything like that, and just wanted to really be a part of a journey and walk a journey with a young person's life.
Awesome, man. Love it. And you've been crushing it ever since. Emily, how about you? When did you start serving and how did you find yourself doing it?
So I was serving before I was actually saved. Unintentionally, it was, I was like coming to youth on a Friday and no one would drive me to youth. So I would catch the school bus at like 3:30. Youth would start at 7 and I would be upstairs cutting out flyers when I was 11.
So good.
Yeah.
Wow. So you just kind of found yourself in it accidentally.
Yeah. And love then it. When I was 14, I started serving like on youth team and on the services team and worship.
Awesome. Yep. Was that all at once?
Yep.
Dead set. Just out of curiosity, how did you find yourself serving on three teams just off the bat?
Well, I was in youth and I joined the youth worship team,
okay,
which flowed into Sunday worship team once I got saved.
Yep, that is helpful. And, very helpful.
Yep, I know. And I just loved serving.
Sweet. So you're just like, sign me up, I'll do it all.
I want to give everything a go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
And that's an encouragement for someone. Yeah. Maybe you feel called to serving, but you don't know where to start. Just pick somewhere and plant yourself and figure it out.
I'm on one team now, but yeah.
Yes, very good. Bonnie, taking it home, how long you been, why did you start serving? I'll go with, why did you start serving?
Oh, okay, really good question. I started serving because I didn't want to serve. So, and that seems a bit weird, but I actually didn't want to serve because I didn't want to meet people.
Okay.
And I didn't want people to meet me. And then, you know, I had this revelation from God going, well, how's that working for you? So that's actually why I started serving. So my husband and I used to hide in the back row and then we got found and then all of a sudden introduced to other people and it's like, oh my gosh, these people are actually really nice.
Yes.
And then from there we jumped onto the A-team.
Awesome.
As team members and then we became A-team team leaders, then the coaches.
Awesome. Out of curiosity, how quickly after jumping onto the A-team did you start to like people?
Pretty quickly. Yeah,
I would say it does come as a surprise that you didn't want to meet people, Bonnie, because I would say you're probably one of the most people that I have ever met. So praise God that you stepped out and
how selfish was I? Keeping myself, by the way. But no, it was amazing. Joining a team was absolutely life-changing.
That's awesome. Love a good back row bandit story. It's fun. And that is an encouragement to all of us. There is community to be found in teams. Absolutely. And even if you're resistant to it to begin with, dive in because you never know what could happen. Anything could happen. Next question. How has being a part of the serving on a team impacted your relationship with Jesus? I'll start with you, Emily, because you obviously started before actually being in a relationship with Jesus. So obviously during that process, you found him. So I would say that's a pretty big one. How did the journey of being on the dream team bring you to that point of discovering Jesus?
Yeah, I think it was honestly being in the room. Like obviously I was at youth for more than just the Lord when I was younger.
But what else were you there for?
For the food. The food.
Okay,
and friends.
Okay. For the boys. I'm getting Josh here to shout down the boys.
No.
We're not getting a denial. We're not getting a denial there. That's all right.
There were no boys. Ew. guys, I was 11. Chill out. no, I would say probably, being in the room was definitely a thing. And I think it was the encouragement of the leaders. Because I didn't grow up around church, so the idea of having, like, leaders that were encouraging me and loving on me, I was like, oh, like, this is a great place to be. Like, these are great people to be around. And when I finally met the Lord and started serving, like I would definitely say, because I knew that community of people, like, I left for a little while, came back, got saved, and it made coming into this place so incredible and start serving, because it was just that tight-knit community that welcomed me with open arms when I was running from that for a good while. So that was such a beautiful thing, like the community, yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. That's so beautiful. And from that moment of discovering Jesus and being welcomed back into that community, obviously you've continued serving because you're here. How did serving contribute to you growing in your relationship with Jesus? What did it do in you in that process?
Yeah, I definitely, like, you learn so much over the journey. Like, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. And you have different seasons of different capacity. But I would say, like, it teaches you to keep showing up in not just a serving way, but also for God. Like, it teaches you, oh, my life is falling apart around there, but when I walk in these doors, God is here and I can focus on Him.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I would say that's like, it's just the showing up. Yeah.
So much power in showing up. It's so true. That's, your journey is actually quite similar to mine. I started serving on the youth band before I was saved. My guitar teacher just invited me along to start playing because I could play a chord, praise God. And the last time I had been in any kind of church context, I was not there for the right reasons either. In fact, I ditched as soon as my parents dropped me off at the door. But then I got found by a leader and brought in. Anyway, that's my story. But just through being in that atmosphere of faith and joy and life, I was like, wow, there must be more to this than just singing some songs, clapping your hands and being all smiley. Maybe this Jesus fella is real. And the rest is history. It's so amazing. It's like osmosis. Yeah, you literally, through being in that atmosphere of faith, you actually begin to discover the one that everyone has their faith in. It's so powerful. So powerful. Dan, how about you? How has serving impacted your relationship with Jesus?
I think it's helped me to grow a deeper heart and compassion for others, because naturally, with my backstory and everything, it's just like sort of had a hardened heart all my life and everything like that. But the more and more I just keep showing up to church and hearing the situations of other people that they just live in day in and day out, it helps me to just be very thankful for, you know, having a relationship with Jesus, and just even to see how people start to prosper out of their situations too. It just helps me to just realize of how much of a faithful God that we serve, how He wants us to be. How He just wants us to, you know, prosper in every situation in life.
That's awesome, man. I love that. I love that. And it's been beautiful, even in the context that we share together, to hear you talk about how passionate you are about others. And I think that is just so countercultural, right? Because the world says it's all about me, 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 me. But the moment that you serve in the house of God, it changes your heart posture to go, actually, my life is so not about me. It is about others, and how can I pour into others that they would know Jesus and that their lives would be changed. And it's so rewarding, right? It's so much more rewarding than just like pursuing selfish gain. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Bonnie, I'm going to go to you and ask you a different question. What's one of the greatest lessons? This is a rogue question. You're not prepared for this one. What's one of the greatest lessons you've learnt as a part of serving on team? Bonus points if it was a hard lesson for you to learn.
Oh, wow. You know what? One of the greatest lessons was one of the scriptures is, don't rely on myself. I actually tried to do everything in my own strength. I learned so much from that. So I stuffed it up before I got it right. I would go home tired, and then I would show up the next week, and then I would go home tired, and I just kept trying to do it all in my own strength, and realized that there's a whole team of people around here that want to serve, that want to help, I actually watched their journey. There was no need for me to be doing this all on my own, because it's just like you said, it is not about me. It is about doing it as a team. So one of the greatest lessons for me was, don't do it on your own. You've got team of people that want to do it with you. And then doing that, my gosh, watching their journey and the transformation in their lives is what inspired me to learn more about Jesus. It's like, wow, look at the transformation of the team around us. You know, people that didn't want to serve, that came from my mindset, I don't want to serve, I don't want to talk to anyone, I don't want to meet anyone, to now being on team and dining out together, ringing each other, praying for each other, has been absolutely life-changing.
Yeah, come on, that's beautiful. Can we thank Bonnie for that? That's a real lesson. That's real, that's tough. And to help someone here who might be interested in joining a team or who has just joined a team and is used to doing life all on their own, like, you know, just taking it and just, they might be a very high capacity person, they see a need, they feel a need. What's a best practice to operate as a team, to be a team player?
Yes, that's a really great question. So one of the things that we really love to talk about is the values. So can I just quickly run through those?
Pepper spray it.
Okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, I. Alignment, buoyancy, communication, diligence, empowerment. All of those things are so significant when you're serving on a team. Flexibility, God seeker, and humility and integrity. All of those
things are part of the things.
If you bring all of those things together and serve on a team, I'm telling you what, it just changes everything. Did that actually answer your question? What was your question?
Yeah, it was just like, how do you operate in the context of a team? So bringing it back to values, I think, is what you're saying.
Bringing it back to values. And that culture in the team is so important. Like, culture and values, that's something that just works so well.
That's awesome. I love it. Thank you, Bonnie. Beautiful. Love it. So actually going to you. I'm going to ask you the same question I initially asked Bonnie. Greatest lesson you've learnt in your serving journey so far? Bonus points if it was a hard one to learn.
Probably learning to quiet my mouth and stop complaining.
Okay, bro. That's a good one. Tell us more about that.
It's still a bit of a work in progress. but yeah, well, essentially, I do take on the roles within the church of things when people come and ask me. And I tend to have a bit of a habit where I like to, you know, complain about the role to myself in my own time. I don't really share it. But essentially, just learning to quiet my mouth and just be grateful that I have an opportunity to serve the Lord.
Sure. Awesome, man. What are some things that you do to help put that into practice? Is that something that comes naturally? Doesn't sound like it does. How do you keep that in check? What's like your heart posture? How do you continue to, like, what's the heart posture to remind yourself to not be such a complainer?
Well, basically, Jesus Christ, you know, died on the cross, and he never complained about anything at all.
Nope.
Any process that he took, he took every little bit of pain. He took his dignity with him in everything like that. And when I just start to realize, when Jesus Christ just left everything and just put the nails on the cross and everything like that, what does my complaint mean? What does my situation mean? Because my situation is nothing compared to what Jesus poured out for the whole of humanity.
That's beautiful, man. What a beautiful reminder. What a beautiful reminder. And one of our dream team game day values is that we serve Jesus. And we're not just doing work, religious work. It's not just that. We're serving the one who served us. And when we remind ourselves daily the price that he paid in service to us, it makes it much easier to do what he's asked us to do in the context of this house. So beautiful. Emily, I'll save you the opportunity of going there just for the sake of time. Serving has so many benefits, even though it's not about that. It actually does come with a lot of benefits to our spiritual journey, but even just to our lives in general. What's a way or a couple ways in which serving has benefited your life since you've begun that journey?
I would say, like, it's benefited my life in, like, a personal, me as a human being way. Like, it's made me less selfish. I'm quite a strong, loud personality. And
that comes as a surprise to me.
No, I'm super introverted.
Like, yeah, right.
Yeah, so super loud and super passionate, and that can come across as dishonoring and sure. Sometimes even a bit passive. And, like, I think serving, like, don't get me wrong, I don't get it right all the time, but I think serving has taught me that, like, I'm not always the leader, I'm the servant.
Okay.
And it's taught me to actually be a better staff member under my bosses.
Awesome.
I'm not always right, they're right, I'm learning, like,
That's awesome.
It teaches you, like, a lot of honor in so many different areas of your life. And, yeah, especially in the workplace, I think it also just, makes you a better staff member, because I'm under, like, a very high capacity, like, speedy job. So it teaches you to be, like, flexible and buoyant and just how much your attitude really, like what Dan was saying, like, how much your attitude really can affect everything in your life. So I think serving has taught me to be a lot more, like, reflective on what I'm doing quicker.
Awesome. Love that. Thank you. That's beautiful. And we might, that segues into another question, because obviously we are serving, the majority of us are serving in the House of God to a volunteering capacity. But it definitely has the opportunity to influence how we conduct ourselves in the marketplace. How has serving in church affected how you operate in the marketplace? Dan, we'll start with you. Artisan Baker Dan.
Well, working in a kitchen can sometimes be a lot of chaos. We have, like, three teams in our kitchen at work, and, you know, attitudes and emotions always flowing through the industry, and, yeah, sometimes you cop a bit of the bullets that get sprayed from some of the other workers. Sometimes you can be the one shooting the bullets into the other workers. But I think just learning patience in a bakery is, or in my workplace, is such an important thing. Patience and just timing. Because people bring their, you know, their everyday issues into work, and they can project it onto others.
It's true.
And learning patience is, what I would say is very important.
Awesome. And would you say that you learnt that in the context of being, like, serving in the House of God as well?
Yeah, definitely. With my journey, there's times where I've just wanted to propel forward into the church and be just, you know, serving in every area or at a high capacity. But sometimes you're not ready for that. Sometimes you need to grow your roots deeper. And learning patience and applying patience, I would say, has helped me to be content with what season that I am in.
Mm. That's awesome, man. I love that. Thank you so much. Bonnie, how about yourself? I know that you've operated in quite high capacities in the marketplace, and now you're doing the same in our church. How has operating in this environment influenced how you serve and operate in the marketplace?
Yeah, it's helped me to go out into the marketplace with a lot more love and compassion. I'm actually quite a bossy person. Well, I used to be. So I used to like to be control of everything. And so, God's healed me. I'm telling you, I'm so much different now. And when change comes, I love change. So I just like, well, let's just change it. Let's just do it right now. So I've learned to be a lot more patient. So I love what Dan says, going out into the marketplace, being a lot more patient. But remembering that we're to be the light of the world when we go out there. And it's like, when we're out there, we've got to shine the light of God. It's not like put it underneath dull your light. He starts a fire in you. So when that fire starts in you, he wants to breathe on it. But not only here, I don't want to be a seat warmer on a Sunday. I want to go out on a Monday to Saturday.
Yes, come on.
And I want to make a difference out in the community.
Yeah, come
I
on.
Want to touch hearts. I want people to experience what I've experienced. I want people to meet Jesus, and they need to meet Jesus through me.
Yeah.
So when I'm going out there, I'm representing, and I'm going, God, I'm going to shine your light today. I'm going to show you your glory. This
Come
is
on.
For you, Lord. This is not for me. So it's really significant that we don't just become a Sunday Christian. Because I was a Sunday Christian. I'd be coming to my church, and, you know, my husband and I might have words on the way in, and then I'd come in and do the smiley face thing, and then go to work Monday to Saturday. But I'm telling you what, I take the light of Jesus out into the community because there is a hurting world out there.
Come on.
And we spent 10 years out away from church and we never had one person invite us to church. We have to go out there and invite people to meet Jesus. And we've got to get out there and be hungry for that because there are people that are just waiting for you to say, come to church or have you met Jesus? Or, you know, they don't want us to be weird about it, but no one asked me and I don't want people to miss out on what I've experienced.
So beautiful.
That's awesome. Come on, let's thank Bonnie for that. And that's the thing about serving is it's not just something that you pick up on a Sunday before a service and that you put down at the end of it. Serving's a lifestyle. Serving is something that we are meant to model in everything that we do, because that is Jesus. There's so many reasons, countless reasons, why we can and should serve in the house of God. But there are also a multitude of reasons why people would be saying to themselves, I shouldn't because of X, Y, and Z. This is a question for everyone. What is one reason that you would say that people tend to stop themselves from serving in the house of God, and what's something that you would quickly say to encourage them in that? We'll start with you, Emily.
Yeah, I would say, I know for me personally, I went through a minute where I was really highly influenced by a voice in my life. And that voice didn't speak life into something that I was so passionate about, which was serving. And I didn't notice it at first, but as time went on, my attitude shifted and it was suddenly, oh, like, what are they doing for me? Why, like, it was just so negative. And I would definitely say the voices in your life make such a big difference on your attitude to serving, your heart for serving, and even your heart towards God. So if you don't have the right voices surrounding you and pushing you closer to the house rather than pulling you out, like, that is a make or break situation.
Yeah, come on. That's so true. It really does come down to who are you surrounding yourself with. Find those iron sharpens iron people, not the people that are going to pull you away from your calling. Dan, how about yourself?
I think it can also be your lifestyle outside of church. What can affect people from wanting to initially serve on a team? If some people are still living a lukewarm life, they aren't willing to commit to having to be at church all the time. And when sometimes you have your feet, you know, to one side on the fleshly side or one side on the spirit, it's hard to decide which way to go or which way to flourish.
Okay. And how would you encourage someone to step all in and to not worry about the things of this world, but actually just to go all in for Jesus? How would you encourage someone in that?
I would just say send it, because...
Send it. Love it. I love it.
But essentially is you have nothing to miss out on when you choose to just commit to Jesus.
It's true.
You flourish in friendships. You live a much more healthier lifestyle. And
it's true.
You just start to prosper in every situation.
Love it. Thank you. Bonnie, and from yourself.
So what would have stopped me is I'm too busy. I've got way too much on my plate. My cup is already full to overflowing. And then Jesus came in and said, your cup is full of the wrong stuff. And I had to start getting rid of some stuff. So I said this morning, God didn't come in to invade my world. He came in to expand it and put the right stuff in. So
awesome. It
was excuses. It's like, I don't have time to serve. I've got this on and this on and this on. But let me tell you that it is the most rewarding, life-changing, transforming experience that you could ever experience. Get on a team. People get around you. You do not have to do this journey alone. I just want to encourage you to do that.
Awesome. Thank you, Bonnie. So beautiful. And I love the principle in the Bible of giving, it'll be given back to you. When we give of our time for the sake of God, He's pretty faithful to multiply our time back to us. And often we think that we're too busy, but it's actually the moment that we sow that the best of our time to God in His house. Seek first His kingdom and all its righteousness. Everything else will be looked after. That's what the Bible tells us. Dan, we're going to learn this with you. We don't just serve because it's the right thing to do, but it's a response to what God's done in our lives. Would you just, in the next minute or so, just share what your life looked like before Jesus and how he's brought you to this place now, and how has your life changed in that journey?
Yeah, well, probably started at probably in the end of grade 11 and 12, started hanging out with a lot of friends and just starting to drink every single weekend. And then once I got an apprenticeship down on the Sunshine Coast and I moved here, and I became very isolated, but I was still drinking probably two cartons of spirits a week.
Wow.
Mm. And one Thursday night, I really encountered Jesus Christ, but I was still on and off at church, at the other church that I was going to, but I just felt one night to go into my room and put some worship music on.
Mm.
And essentially, I just really felt the weight and the glory of Jesus Christ come upon me one night, and I encountered his Holy Spirit for the first time.
Okay. And what did that feel like in the moment? How did that change you?
I felt free. Like, I didn't feel like I was burdened to spirits like I did with alcohol, or, you know, I didn't feel that loneliness, but I felt a love in Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Come on, so good. And what does your life look like now?
Definitely a lot more transformed and a lot more changed. But I would say that I have a lot more capacity. And I would say that I have a lot more time for other people and willing to step out and be more bolder with my faith, be more bolder in reaching out and creating new relationships and overcoming that social anxiety that I used to carry as a burden all my life.
Come on. That's so beautiful. Thank you, Dan. Can we thank Dan? And can we also thank all of our panelists for the goal that they have given us tonight.